Joining me today is Luke Castera with Octopi. It's a terminal operating system, otherwise known as a TOS, which helps seaport terminal operators manage their operations, track their cargo, and communicate electronically and in real time with their commercial partners. Luke, first tell us a little bit about Octopi and how it plans to change the way ports do business through the innovation and the technology you're bringing to the forefront.
So Octopi is a Miami-based software company that sells software to cargo port terminals, and we help them digitize their operations and innovate and prepare for the future. It all started 3 years ago when my co-founder and I, two software geeks, we got introduced to the shipping and maritime industry, and we realized how it's an industry that has not really embraced technology yet. So we visited lots and lots of port terminals, and we noticed they were still tracking containers on pen and paper. So one of the ports we visited that shall remain nameless, if you ask them when did a container come in the port, they literally had to open a container that they had with tons of notebooks to try to find in one of these notebooks what day and time that container entered the port. So we saw that there was a huge opportunity for software for the smaller port terminals to track their operation. And that's what we did. We built a modern solution that's leveraging cloud computing and the internet so that our customers can run a port terminal operation without the need to buy a bunch of servers and hire a big IT team to maintain that software and hardware for them. With Octopi, they just log into the system from any browser, any device, similar to how you would log in into Gmail to check your email. So they can sleep well at night knowing they don't have to worry about keeping servers up and running, not incurring downtime, etc. In essence, IT is not the core business of a port, and so we allow them not to worry about IT and focus on their core business.
Luke, a lot of listeners may not know, Florida currently ranks 7th in the United States for origin exports and 6th in foreign direct investment. In your opinion, what should Florida do to position itself for success as an international hub?
Keep in mind that I do live in Miami, so I might have a little bit of a South Florida bias into my answer. But I strongly believe that the international hubs of the future will be the places with a strong technology focus. If you look at what's happening in the world now, technology and software is eating the world. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a software guy. It's a fact. The top five U.S. companies by market cap are all tech companies: Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon. Many of the richest people in the world made their fortune in technology: Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Carlos Slim, Zuckerberg, etc. So I think the real question here that we need to ask ourselves is, what should Florida do to position itself for success as a tech hub? And the first thing that we would need to do is look at where we are now and where we stand today. And this year, the Kauffman Foundation released a very interesting study that shows that Miami is the metro area with the highest startup activity in the U.S., ahead of actually San Francisco. So we are already doing a very good job of creating, starting a lot of new companies, and many of these are starting to be tech companies. But the Kauffman Foundation also released what they call their Growth Entrepreneurship Index last June, and that measures how well cities are doing in growing companies. And while Miami was number one in startup creation, it ranked bottom to last in startup scaling these companies from a startup to a big company. So that's a clear problem that we have identified in Florida that needs to be solved. How do we help these young companies grow into successful businesses? So I think that's one of the first things we need to do. The second one is that in order to be a tech hub, we not only need to grow our own tech companies, but we also need to attract existing companies to move to Florida. And I think there's a lot of effort already from organizations like Enterprise Florida, the Beacon Council here in Miami, et cetera, to attract these companies to Florida. A perfect example of that is the recent bids for Amazon's second headquarters. Florida, out of the 238 cities that applied for Amazon to move their second headquarters to these cities, I think Florida had 5 cities apply, which is great. And then locally here in Miami, where we are based, we've seen the Beacon Council work very closely with the county and put a lot of work and effort to submit a competitive proposal to Amazon for Miami. So now we just got to wait and see what's going to happen with Amazon, but I think we also need a lot of effort to bring more of these tech companies to have them build headquarters or offices here in Florida.
Luke, I have a feeling you have one more point to make.
Last but not least, Preston, I think that Florida has a great port network. We have 14 seaports in Florida and some major airports. So we need to keep investing in these seaports and airports because that's going to help us attract these companies to Florida. But also, if we want to remain a top export state, we're going to need a strong transportation network to move all these goods efficiently out of Florida. And we need to use technology to also modernize these ports and help them become more efficient.
If we just stay focused on the transportation industry for the final question here, Luke, what disruptions do you see down the road on the horizon, both positive and negative, affecting the industry?
I'm really glad you asked that question, Preston, because at Octopi, we recently did a thought experiment, which we called the end of container shipping. And we published that as a blog post, actually. And so what we did is we tried to think about technological developments that could completely disrupt the transportation industry. And we came up with six technologies that we feel could cause these massive disruptions. And the six technologies are drones, 3D printing, rockets, virtual reality, the Hyperloop, and teleportation. So in the interest of time, I'm not going to go to every single one of them. You can always just Google the end of container shipping, and you should see the result of our thought experiment published in our blog post. But let's just talk about two of these because they sound crazier than the other ones. The first one is 3D printing. Imagine a world where 3D printers have become so good that we basically only need to buy digital files of the internet and print everything at home. That means we would have less things to ship around the world, right? I can just print it at home. So that would massively disrupt the transportation industry, which would be focused at that point in shipping the raw materials used by these 3D printers, and everybody would print everything at home. It's a bit crazy, but it's not too hard to imagine. And if you think about the music industry, actually, it went through a similar change. We used to go to a store to buy vinyls or CDs so that we could listen to the music. But now, with MP3s or online streaming services, you don't leave the house. You just get the digital file and you listen to it right here at home. So that same transformation that happened in the music industry could happen in a lot of different industries with 3D printing. So that's one of the crazy ones. And then the other one that I think is interesting is actually teleportation, because it sounds completely crazy until you hear that some scientists in China recently managed to teleport a photon. It's just a photon. It's something very small. But when I read that, I couldn't believe my eyes. Did we actually do this? Are we really getting there? And they actually did it. So it's a start, and God knows where this technology could end up. But maybe one day we'll be able to teleport our local Florida products to Asia or Europe without needing any transportation. So it's far-fetched. It's out there. But these are some of the technologies we think could massively disrupt this industry.